Now, I find Signia's repeated attempts interesting because of the response of the newly appointed, the freshly appointed executive chair of the company, the founder, Magda Wojcicka. She was on our Monday evening feature in which we look at other people's money. It was the 10th of June, 2019, almost exactly 2 years ago to the day when I asked her about her biggest money regret.
Bitcoin.
You didn't.
Bitcoin.
What did you do with Bitcoin? Confession time. This is your skeleton.
My God, that is the biggest skeleton. My husband has not forgiven me to this date. So I bought my first Bitcoin at $4,000, my last Bitcoin at $18,000, and watched it plummet literally the week after. And I was completely caught up in, you know, the tulip mania. I completely bought into the story that this is the digital gold, digital store of value.
It may still be.
I don't care.
Have you lost faith?
I don't care what it is. I have lost so much money. I trust nothing any longer. I'm back to index tracking funds and nothing else.
Magda Wojcicka, who is the chair of Signia Group. Have you changed your mind now, Magda, now that you were 2 years down the track, both of these, your price points or entry point of $4,000 and $18,000 with recent price action are in the money. Have you changed your mind?
I think that, you know, Bitcoin as an investment asset, as much as, you know, it is still very volatile, it is here to stay. So it isn't, you know, when I lost obviously a lot of money, people do feel a lot of regret. You know, with hindsight, of course, if I had held on to my 100 Bitcoin, I would be a very wealthy woman today.
I think besides the Bitcoin, I think everybody knows, Magda, that you're okay. But the point is, even you, with all of your asset management experience, all of the experience you've got in dealing with volatility and everything, you had a massively negative reflex action as you saw the value of your 100 Bitcoin collapse. Yet the company Signia is really trying to get the JSE to okay an exchange traded fund in these cryptocurrencies. Have you changed your view, or is it Signia that is going ahead anyway?
Very interesting distinction. But I think, you know, I'm part of the strategy of Signia, so I think it's collectively we debated the issue again. And we do believe that, you know, whereas in 2017, 2018, I think when we tried to list the Bitcoin ETF, it was, you know, a little bit of a, you know, gamble. I think that Bitcoin truly is here to stay in one form or another. There is a Bitcoin ETF that has been listed in Canada that has attracted huge amounts of money. And we thought that, you know, trying to relaunch a Bitcoin ETF on the JSE, which as we know is shrinking in size in terms of listings, would attract attention to the JSE and potentially international investors to the JSE. You know, would I invest in Bitcoin again? Yes, but I think I would do it in a much more rational manner. So, you know, wait for my price point. I do regard it as a, you know, trading instrument rather than a long-term investment holding instrument. But certainly I wouldn't mind adding, let's say, 3% of Bitcoin exposure to my investment strategy. I wouldn't go significantly higher than that.
Because there's just so much volatility. I mean, we saw the price action all the way up to $65,000, all the way down to $30,000, up 13% right now to $36,000. Have you managed, I mean, in the ensuing 2 years since we had that Bitcoin conversation, to better understand the fundamentals? Because, I mean, if people start talking to me about fundamentals, my eyes glaze over, my brain freezes, and I lose the plot completely. But you're a lot smarter. Have you managed to figure it out yet?
No. So I think, you know, when one talks about various asset classes, you know, if you look at gold, there isn't really much to the fundamentals of gold beyond the fact that it's used in jewelry making. And other than that, it costs you a lot of money to store. And yet it's a completely useless entity, but it has become a store of value. I think that, you know, in case of Bitcoin, it's a similar thing. But, you know, potential and the volatility we have seen is a function of, and, you know, and clearly, you know, unexpected function of what I would call market manipulation by Elon Musk. And if that happened to a listed company, he would be investigated and severely sanctioned by SEC. So, you know, Elon Musk he bought, I think it's $1.5 billion worth of Bitcoin for Tesla. It accounted for a third of their revenue. He then pumped up the share price of the Bitcoin price by tweeting about it on social media. So everyone piled into that trade. He then sold a big part of his exposure at the peak. And, you know, he also at the peak tweeted that, you know, he will accept payment in Bitcoin for Tesla. And then he proceeded to reverse that and sell a large part of his Bitcoin exposure. So what we have seen with Bitcoin is price manipulation by one very powerful and influential individual. That doesn't necessarily talk to, you know, the fundamental sustainability of Bitcoin over the long term, and the interest in Bitcoin as an investment. And I think that interest is huge. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we are in the business of meeting our investors' demands. And a lot of our young investors, so certainly not, you know, 40 plus year old like myself, but a lot of our young investors, and we have a lot of, you know, 20 plus year olds, are asking us repeatedly for crypto exposure and Bitcoin exposure through an instrument they can trust.
I mean, is this not, I mean, morally though, for somebody who really is quite apprehensive about these things, it feels like giving crack cocaine to the crack cocaine addicts. You've got these people who are not taking financial advice. They're going direct. They're putting money in. They're not going to do it in a conservative way like you might do it in your second go. You know, buyer beware, I suppose.
You know, Bruce, I think that what we're seeing is there's a lot of crack cocaine type behavior right now in the market. So if you look at what has happened, you know, with Robinhood and Reddit and retail investors ganging up on hedge funds and putting hedge funds out of business by, you know, pumping up the share price of a particular stock by, you know, urging each other on or egging each other on. I think that, you know, the new young retail investor stuck at home because of COVID, not necessarily being able to find a job because of COVID, has turned to speculative behavior in the market. So, you know, is Bitcoin part of it? At least I can say that, you know, Bitcoin has been around for longer than Robinhood as a platform. But we do believe that, look, I don't believe, if you want my honest opinion on digital currencies, you know, Bitcoin aside, I don't believe that we will ever have decentralized currencies. I believe that all currencies will become digital, but that central banks of every country will control their own digital currencies because it is one of the levers if they're in their monetary policy arsenal. So they will never give control over, you know, in terms of currency. Bitcoin itself is, you know, not dissimilar to gold. It has become an asset, a speculative asset. And as we have seen, subject to potential for price manipulation. So, you know, I'm not too disappointed in the JSC's decision. And in fact, you know, although we submitted an application, our expectation wasn't an acceptance by the JSC at this point in time. So let me be clear. We have an application which we prepared, you know, a few years ago. We resubmitted it, and what I expected to happen, it, rather than kind of, you know, the same day rejection, I actually expected them to put it to file 13, and when they were ready, if they were ready, that we would be the first in the queue.
Okay.
That was the objective for the resubmission, rather than my expectation that the JSC will change its mind and allow us to list the Bitcoin ETF tomorrow.
We watch this space, Magda. Fascinating developments. Thank you, Magda Bijetska, the executive chair as of this afternoon at Signia Group.